Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, April 7th, 2026. Maine Attorney General Aaron Frey has joined a coalition of attorneys general and one governor in suing Trump over his attempts to take voting powers away from the states. In a press release late Friday, Frey said, quote, "Despite the fact that a president has absolutely no authority to dictate election processes, President Trump only further demonstrates his contempt for free and fair elections as he seeks to engineer the outcome of the next election by interfering with how citizens vote by mail." More troubling is how this executive order, with its call for the creation of a national voter list and executive branch control over how absentee ballots are mailed, is further evidence of this president's assault on our longstanding democratic processes. I am joining with my colleagues in the effort to block this unconstitutional intrusion into the ballot box by President Trump, end quote. The announcement from the Attorney General's office continues with some background. Quote, "On March 31st, President Trump signed an executive order attempting to establish a national list of eligible voters and directing the U.S. Postal Service, an independent federal agency, to transmit mail ballots only to those on the list. In the order, the president threatened states and election officials with criminal prosecution and the loss of federal funding if they do not comply with his demands." The attorneys general argued that the order would require states to act contrary to their own voter roll procedures, vote-by-mail systems, and voter registration laws. State and federal law entitle all eligible voters to cast ballots and have their votes counted in state and federal elections. The states filing this lawsuit permit registered voters to cast their ballots by mail if they meet their state's requirements for doing so. Voters of all parties, in all states, and of every demographic utilize mail-in voting, including the president himself. In their lawsuit, the coalition explains that the U.S. Constitution gives states the primary authority to administer elections. In contrast, the Constitution does not allow the president to unilaterally impose changes to federal election procedures, particularly without an act of Congress permitting him to do so. Moreover, the administration of elections is highly complex and requires substantial planning and preparation. The attorneys general argue that the president's executive order would require states to upend their existing election administration procedures for upcoming elections, and conduct statewide voter education at a dangerously quick pace, potentially within weeks of primary elections and mere months before the beginning of mail voting for the 2026 general election. The coalition argues that such drastic and rapid changes will undoubtedly create confusion, chaos, and distrust in state election systems, all while threatening to disenfranchise eligible voters. The attorneys general argue that the president's executive order violates the separation of powers and unlawfully interferes with states' mail voting programs. The coalition asks the court to prevent the federal government from implementing or enforcing the executive order, end quote. That was from the office of Maine Attorney General Aaron Frey, who has joined a group of 24 state attorneys general, including the attorneys general of all the New England states except for New Hampshire as of now, and one governor is also on board, the governor of Pennsylvania. Healthy Acadia's Art for Health and Hope Project is holding two art-making gatherings this week as they celebrate their 25th anniversary this year and Public Health Week this week, which apparently cancels out Eat Peeps for Breakfast Week. Quote, "This project opens the door for you and others of all ages in the community to create and add your art to a grand installation of community interpretations of health and hope. We look forward to creating art, conversation, and community with you," end quote. The art making gatherings are free and all are welcome regardless of artistic experience. Art supplies will be provided along with refreshments. The first gathering is coming up on Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 5:30 in Ellsworth. The second is on Friday, also 3 to 5:30 in Machias. For those who cannot attend one of the gatherings, there's also an option to work independently. You can get more information and sign up at healthyacadia.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.